The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 18, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 13th, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto Number 3, Chapter Number 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, Text Number 18. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Parabhatanya britta sarasa chakravaka dhaya hamsa shukatitiri bahinam yaha kolahala viramate chiramat Tamuchair Brigadi Pehari Katam Ivagayamane. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the king of bees hums in a high pitch, singing the glories of the Lord, there is a temporary lull in the noise of the pigeon, the cuckoo, the crane, the chakravaka, the swan, the parrot, the partridge, and the peacock. Such transcendental birds stop their own singing simply to hear the glories of the Lord. Purport. This verse reveals the absolute nature of Vaikuntha. There is no difference between the birds there and the human residents. The situation in the spiritual sky is that everything is spiritual and variegated. Spiritual variegatedness means that everything is animate. There is nothing inanimate. Even the trees, the ground, the plants, the flowers, the birds, and the beasts are all on the level of Krishna consciousness. The special feature of Vaikuntha Loka is that there is no question of sense gratification. In the material world, even an ass enjoys his sound vibration. But in the Vaikunthas, such nice birds as the peacock, the chakravaka, and the cuckoo prefer to hear the vibration of the glories of the Lord from the bees. The principles of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting, are very prominent in the Vaikuntha world.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Panakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Sri Rupam Sagraja Agana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sudaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So in this world, the asyo, the ass, he likes to bray. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. Is he? He is thinking that by his braying, he is making very nice poetry and philosophy. Is it? But actually, ass is simply creating disturbance. In this world, the human beings also. Everyone likes to shoot off their mouth. Especially when it comes to religion and politics, everyone likes to shoot off their mouth. Therefore, in some workplaces, they forbid the employees to talk about religion and politics. In some workplaces, they make a policy that the employees cannot talk religion and politics because it distracts from the work. So the point is, everyone is very proud. Everyone thinks, I am a big shot. See? They like to vibrate. Everyone likes to talk, but no one likes to listen, you see. But in the Vaikuntha realm, it is just the opposite. Even though this wonderful variety of birds, you see the pigeon, the cuckoo, the crane, the chakravaka, the swan, the parrot, the partridge, and the peacock, even though they make very beautiful sounds, you see, they would rather be quiet and listen to the humming of the bees. One may ask, why would they want to listen to the humming of the bees? Well, the answer is, these are not ordinary bees. These are Vaikuntha bees. And these bees are always vibrating the glories of the Lord, brother. So everyone, when the bees are humming, then everyone wants to listen. Because by their buzzing, they are vibrating the glories of Krishna. So we can see here, what is the Vaikuntha movement? They are more interested to hear than they are to speak. And if you look at it from the standpoint of mathematics, how many ears has God given you and how many mouths has God given you? He has given you twice as many ears as you have mouths. You have two ears and one mouth only. This means you should be twice as interested in hearing as you are in speaking.
Заинтересувани да слушате, отколкото да говорите.
It is this hearing that qualifies one to speak properly. What is the first item? Shravanam and then kirtanam. If you want to be expert in kirtan, in speaking the glories of the Lord, then you first must be expert in hearing the glories of the Lord. If your hearing is not good, then your speaking will not be good. This is the great qualification of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada.
He was very expert in hearing. You see, when he was a young householder, he was running a business, that Prayag Pharmacy, you see. In his heart, he had taken shelter of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. But he was not yet initiated. So there was a big Vrindavan Parikrama going on with Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati and his disciples. So this young businessman, Abhay Charan Dey, he took opportunity to go to Vrindavan so he could hear Guru Maharaj speak. Now you know Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. He speaks in very, very erudite English. The materialistic deminar cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is forever inviting the fallen conditioned souls to associate with him in eternal serving mood. In this way he would speak in very, very erudite English. Even us native speakers, we go, what? So, anyway, in the evening time, how many of you have been to Vrindavan? Anyone of you have been to Vrindavan? You know, in Vrindavan, they have a different kind of nightlife than we have here in Sofia, you see. In Sofia, they have the sex shops, the strip joints, the beer tavern, the liquor stores, the cinema, the prostitute houses, you see. That's the nightlife here in Sofia. But in Vrindavan, the nightlife means you go for darshan. That is the nightlife in Vrindavan. After working, you close your shop and then you go for darshan. You see? So, and they are there in Vrindavan, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati and his disciples. So in the evening time, there is class, there is discourse on Krishna consciousness. So you have a choice. You can go for the class or you can go for darshan. So most of the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta, they all went for darshan instead of going for the class. Because they're simple village boys, they don't speak English to begin with, and this language is even harder to understand. So only a few of the chief disciples, some of the sannyasis, they would stay and listen to the lecture, you see. But there was one other person there. His name was Abhaicharande. This young businessman from Prayag, you see, he would sit there. He said, I would understand or I would not understand. But still I would go on hearing. Now just like in ISKCON, you see, when someone gets initiated, they are recommended by the temple authority to the guru. So the devotees who were preaching in Prayag, they recommended to Bhaktisiddhanta. We would like to recommend this Abhaicharande for initiation. Now, when the authority recommends to the guru can accept or reject. He doesn't have to accept the disciple, you see.
Когато авторитетът препоръча някой на духовен учител, гуру може да приеме, но може и да отхвърли този ученик.
After all, accepting a disciple is a very big burden. All the karma you have to take.
В крайна сметка това да приемеш ученик е много голям товар, трябва да приемеш цялата му карма.
Therefore, when one gets initiated, they should not sin. They must give up all nonsense activities. Otherwise, they are implicating their Guru Maharaj in their sinful reactions. So anyway, they recommend, maybe I'd like to recommend this Abhaicharande. And he said, yes, the others go away, but this one stays and he hears very nicely. I will accept him as my disciple. So those of you who aspire to for initiation, you should know this is the technique, how to qualify for diksha.
Тези от вас, които искат да получат посвещение, трябва да знаят, че това е техниката как да се квалифицират за дикша.
Whenever Guru Maharaj is speaking, you should be very, very, very eager to hear.
Когато духовният учител говори, вие трябва да сте много, да имате много силно желание да слушате.
Even if the others are all going away, and there's only a small handful.
Дори другите да си тръгват, да има само шепа.
If you are very, very eager to stay and hear every word coming from the lotus mouth of Guru Maharaj, then you become noted. So in this way, you can see what is the importance of hearing. Hearing qualifies you for the mercy of the spiritual master. And then Prabhupada said, because I heard nicely, now I can speak nicely. So if you desire to be a preacher, if you want to push forward this movement, that is very good desire. But you must know what is the qualification. Quality hearing. One should not be eager to speak in the presence of senior Vaishnavas, that is stated in the Bhagavatam. In the presence of senior Vaishnavas, you should be very, very, very eager to hear. If one is too eager to speak in the presence of senior Vaishnavas, that is aparad. It is described, maryada vyati krama, the offense of surpassing a senior Vaishnava. It completely ruins everything. So in the presence of superior Vaishnavas, one should be very, very eager to hear. To take the transcendental Shabda Brahma through the ears and deep into the heart. And what is the result of such hearing? Premanjanacharita bhakti vilochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shamashundaram achyantyoganasvarupam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. That is the result. That by that hearing, you're through the ears, that taking in that Shabda Brahma, that becomes transformed into Prem Anjana. Through a mystical process, that Shabda Brahma, taken through the ears, is transferred to the eyes as an ointment of Prem. And then with that, those eyes anointed with Prem Anjana, the spiritual blindness will become cured. And as your spiritual vision becomes revived, you will see Krishna everywhere. You see Krishna within everything. And you see everything within Krishna. So just see how important is this hearing process. It will enable you to perceive God face to face. So we should never minimize the importance of hearing. Hearing is the most important thing. And we have our acharya also of hearing. Parikshit Maharaj. He sat for 7 days and simply heard Bhagavatam. There was no thought of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. He simply sat and heard for 7 days straight Bhagavatam. So that eagerness to hear, that is the most important qualification for advancing on the path of Krishna Bhakti. We should be very, very, very eager to hear the glories of Krishna. Just as the birds of Vaikuntha became completely silent, eagerly drinking in the nectar of the bees buzzing. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Often for for the quality of the hearing, the mind is an impediment.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes during a lecture,
mm-hmm.
a question comes to mind. For example, in the beginning of the lecture, you have a question and you're contemplating it. And in this way, you're missing.
Then you keep a little notebook and you jot down the question. So you don't have to worry about it. You can just you write it down in the question and then you just go on hearing. And then at the end, you can look at your notebook. I like to keep, when I hear lectures, I like to keep a notebook. Because sometimes there's some very profound point that is made. If you write it down, then it'll help you remember that point. I always take notes when I hear the class. At our ashram in Austin, Maharaji gives class one day and I give class the next day. So when Maharaji gives class, I take notes, you see. Because she is full of very advanced realizations. Next question. Actually, Prema Manjari was next.
Karma and Dharma. Can you, could you please clarify the difference between karma and dharma?
Karma and dharma. Karma, dharma. Yeah. Dharma means your duty. Actually, there in the material world, there are so many duties. Duty to husband, duty to parents, duty to children, duty to your country, duty to your neighbors. And Krishna says, Sarvadharman, put it, yajya, give up all those duties. Krishna says, Eka Dharma, you have one Dharma and one Dharma only, and that's to serve me, nothing else.
Krishna казва, Eka Dharma, има само една Dharma, и това е да ми служиш, и нищо друго.
So, as long as we engage in the material Dharmas, you see,
докато се ангажираме в материалните видове Dharma,
then we remain caught up in karma.
Ние оставаме впринчени в карма.
Material dharma means karma.
Материалната дарма означава карма.
Karma means you perform some activity and then you're forced to take the reaction from that activity.
Карма означава извършваш някаква дейност и си принудена да получиш реакция за тази дейност.
But when you give up all material dharma and you take the one true spiritual dharma of service to Krishna.
Но когато изоставиш всички материални видове дарма,
That is called akarma. There is no karmic reactions for devotional service. So, real dharma frees from karma. And pseudo-dharma entangles one in karma. Next question.
What is the reason for not properly hearing? What is the reason for improper hearing?
Yes. Envy blocks quality hearing. One can think, well, why that person is speaking? I should be speaking, not them. You see, it's called envy. They must one starts to think, well, they must be really proud, you know, because everybody's listening to them. They must be really puffed up. In this way, by envy, one starts finding fault with the speaker, you see. That I'm more qualified to speak than he is. He may be a guru, but I'm really also a guru. No one, they just don't recognize it yet. You see, this is called envy. So one has to be careful not to curb down this envy. And I can give you the secret of how to curb down envy. Anande bolo hari bhajavrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. That is the secret. You know who has given this knowledge? Narottam Das Thakur. He says this. You should ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. Anande bolo Hari. Your heart must dance with the holy names. And Bhaja Vrindavan, you worship that holy abode, Sri Vrindavan. Whenever you can, you go to Vrindavan. And if you must serve in separation, then you always remember Vrindavan in Sofia. And if you haven't been yet, then you just think, oh, when will that day be mine? Well, we can go to Vrindavan and roll in the dust. So, and then the next item is Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Mojaya Man. You must always worship the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. So you should always be thinking of the wonderful qualities of all the devotees. Even if a devotee has so many faults, of course we all have faults, that's why we're here in the material world. But you should see the good qualities of the devotee. You should worship the saintly qualities of the devotees. In this way, by always appreciating the each and every devotee in the whole movement, you see. You see, a true Vaishnava, he has no enemies. He loves everyone. Even if he has some disagreement with the devotee, he doesn't let that interfere with his loving feelings for that devotee. So in this way, if you cultivate this transcendental vision, you see, then envy will not find a place in your heart. And then whenever any Vaishnava is speaking, you can derive great, great pleasure from hearing those words emanating from his mouth. And in this way, if you are a non-envious hearer, then when you speak, everyone will become inspired and enlivened because your heart is pure. But if you are envious and you speak, then devotees will not be so attracted to hear you speak. Because the impurities will block the flow of nectar.
Защото тези замърсявания те ще блокират.
So one should pray for purity.
Затова човек трябва да се моли за чистота.
And we have a very special prayer for the, you know that prayer that we pray for purity.
Имаме специална молитва, с която се молим за чистота.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. See, we're praying all that dirt can go out of the heart. So if you will chant very good rounds, then your heart will become free from envy. And you can relish the nectar. When any devotee speaks, you can relish the nectar. So, any other questions?
What about the other five?
Other
discrepancies that besides envy, the other five, doesn't that block?
Kama or Aisha, Kama, Krodha, they will all go away.
No, what I'm saying, doesn't that also block the quality here?
Yes, certainly does. There's lust. There's anger, there's greed.
Освен завистта има поход, гняв и алчност, те също блокират качеството слушане.
There's madness and illusion also.
Има лудост и иллюзия.
There are six enemies along with envy. There are five other enemies.
Освен завистта има и още пет други врага.
And this quality of chanting will free one from all six of these enemies. The quality chanting means hearing also. It doesn't mean just chanting. One has to chant and also hear. Just like people say, well, when I chant Hare Krishna, I like to meditate on Krishna's pastimes. Is that all right? Many people have asked me this question. That means they don't want to hear the holy name. They'd rather think of Govardhan Leela or Gopi Leela or this or that Leela while they're chanting. They haven't learned how to place their mind in the shelter of the holy name, you see. It is actually Namapara. Prabhupada says that one should fix the mind on the sound vibration of the name. One may have spontaneous thoughts of pastimes or qualities of Krishna, and that's all right. That's very nice. But you should keep bringing your mind back to the name. Now someone may say, but I find the name to be boring. I would rather think about Krishna stealing the gopis' clothes. It's more exciting for me to think about all those naked gopi girls. But one should understand this point. Everything, if you really want to truly experience the pastimes of Krishna, every single pastime of Krishna, even the ones that are not in the Krishna book, even the ones that are not written in any Vaishnava literature, every single one of those pastimes is happening right now within the holy names. The holy names give you the access to everything. If you will go through the medium of the holy name, you will be ushered into the direct darshan with Krishna.
директно в обкръжението на Кришна.
Face to face, eye to eye.
Лице в лице, очи в очи.
So, just learn how to develop a taste for hearing those sound vibrations.
Затова просто се научете как да развиете вкус, да слушате звуковата вибрация.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you will quickly advance on the pathway of Krishna Bhakti. So our time is up. It's now time for the darshan. So we thank you all very much for your quality hearing today. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.